Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to UFA show.
You go retaliate and do what you heard your friend, it becomes a gang situation. Listen, you know, y'all up against the military, but then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209th and Figueroa Road, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't let nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidad, Cortland, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. Bravo, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swatting me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. Well, I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers know it.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa. Denied Entry USA Show, where we endeavor to bring material that's relevant to you and no one else. If you have a criminal record, this show is for you. If you have been denied entry to America, then this show is also for you. So let me introduce myself. My name is Ken, and I have 20 years of experience in this field. And formerly, I trained lawyers on how to beat cases against the government. So now we work these cases privately. But the cases that we do not handle, we have lawyers that work with us. We refer these cases, you know, to. So either way, you're sorted out. And I have my lovely co-host, Lisa, who is...
Yes, my name is Lisa. I'm a registered clinical hypnotherapist, so... What I do is I help people using hypnosis with, they may have addiction problems like with alcohol, drugs, mental health issues, chronic pain, weight issues. And I also help people with, I'm a mental health practitioner. So I help people make sure they're taking their meds and make sure they're living the life that they want to live.
Well, what kind of life do they want to live?
Happy life. Letting go of any issues that are holding them back. Maybe it's drugs, maybe they don't feel good inside.
I think they're happy if they chill.
Mm.
But I think we've had a lot of people, a lot of clients who are like, shit. Anyway, so yeah, so again, this is the first episode of the show, and we're going to bring material to you that's relevant so you can help understand this U.S. Border crossing law.
So today, what are we going to talk about in this first show?
Did you know that marijuana is now legal in Washington State?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
So did that make you happy? Jump for joy?
Well, I don't smoke it personally, but I guess it's really great for actually Washington State because more money for the services, you know, for the government services. So.
Oh, just like this.
For $1,000, what day comes after Sunday? Brian?
French toast.
That's incorrect, Brian, and guess what?
Give me hit, man.
You lose. Wow, it's right because marijuana has made you a complete imbecile. For $1,000, what day comes after Sunday? Brian?
French toast.
That's incorrect, Brian, and guess what?
Give me hit, man.
You lose. Wow, it's right because marijuana has made you a complete...
He said French toast. You didn't catch it. Yeah, he said French toast. So, yeah.
So
what did you want to know about the marijuana?
So what does that mean now that it's legal in Washington State? What can you do and you can't do, like, for Canadians who are crossing?
All right, here's the deal. Here's what I tell all the clients. And for clients who are listening who know me personally, they know exactly where I'm going with this. The only people that, oh, by the way, before I get into this, nothing I say here shall be construed as legal advice.
That's good to know, yeah.
Yes, it's zero legal advice. I will give you legal information. I will tell you my opinion based upon 20 years of experience in this business, but I do not give actual advice per se. I will provide you with the information, and you do with the information what you choose to do, not what I tell you to do. FYI.
That's good. Oh, and how can people reach us if they're interested to call in?
If they want to call in, 845-277-9357.
Or you can send us a chat in our chat room.
Now, chat room doesn't seem to be up right now. So there seems to be some malfunction.
Issue with technical glitch.
Or you can always get a hold of us on Facebook. And I don't even know the Facebook URL. Oh, it's Denied Entry to USA.
Yes.
Facebook.
Facebook.com/DeniedEntryToUSA.
Yeah.
There we go.
So let me give you a little bit of border crossing 101. The United States is a sovereign nation. Having said that, the United States has an immigration policy. Now, the policy is that only citizens and people of the Jay Treaty, which is certain First Nations groups, are the only ones that cannot be denied entry. So if you are a U.S. citizen, you cannot be denied entry. They have to let you in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that. If you are one of the recognized bands from the First Nations, recognized by, USA, they have to let you in. They cannot say no. Whether you smoke or not, whether you have a long record or not. But now, the trick is, unless you're one of those two groups, technically, on paper, they do not have to let you in. But at the end of the show, I want to touch upon that topic again, because that has a flip side to it.
Wow.
So, are you listening or are you playing pocket pool?
I'm listening.
Oh. What kind of host are you? You're not doing much.
You're talking and I'm listening.
Oh.
This is your expertise. We're not talking about hypnosis, so.
Oh, thank God. So anyway, so, like I said, at that port of entry, those are the only two groups that are technically must be allowed in, where they cannot refuse you or deny your entry. Now, if you're a Canadian citizen, you go into that port of entry, and again, this is not legal advice, this is legal information.
Oh, okay.
You go into that port of entry. They're going to do what they call an inspection. Inspection is going to basically, they're inspecting you. And I'm going to use a lot of layman's terms here. I won't use the complex stuff. So they're going to ask you, first of all, your citizenship. You know, you say Canadian, you show your passport, which is fine. They're going to check for your record. Let's say you have no record. What's the purpose of your visit? Now, depending upon what you state then, is what's going to dictate what happens next.
Yeah, I had a question, actually, a couple of years ago. I was crossing over in the summer, and I said I was going shopping. And they looked in the computer, I guess I haven't crossed in a while, asking why I was crossing during the week. It's none of their business. I was crossing because I wanted to cross. Is it a free country I can cross?
These guys at U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, they have to refuse so many people.
Why?
Because if they do not, they get in, be blunt, they get in deep crap from their higher ups.
Why? That's good for the economy.
Well, the way I look at it is, if the officer is not refusing anyone, he must be on the take, taking bribes or some kind of corruption. But then he gets the bricks falling on him, so he has to refuse so many people. He has to show, quote-unquote, he's doing his job.
I wasn't refused, but what happened was he asked me to turn off the car. I was like, well, here we go. I know what you told me. And he looked in the trunk, and he probably thought I'm a young girl that I'm moving there. There's nothing in there, so they couldn't do anything.
Yeah, you got to remember, they're always looking for a fish, to catch a fish.
Yeah.
And once they catch a fish, that's a stat for them. And the more stats they have, the better the better their performance appraisals and et cetera, the higher they can move up. They don't give a shit about you. They care about stats.
I know it's also, since the U.S. is hard, now the Canadian side are trying to be pricks, too.
I guess they are what they are. But for CBP, everyone wants to know about CBP. Now, one of the things they ask you, purpose of your visit, like I was saying earlier, so they're going to ask you, you know, where you're going, purpose, etc. Let's say you say you're going shopping. They're going to say, well, where? What stores? What, et cetera, et cetera.
They'll say, I don't know, Bel Air or whatever.
One particular lawyer touched upon this who said, just tell them you're going shopping, which that's a load of horse shit, because the fact that you cannot just say, I'm going shopping. Because they're going to say which stores, where, et cetera, what.
I don't know. I'll see which ones I like. I don't know.
Yeah. So they're going to grill you as to which stores, where, when's the last time you've been. So that crap won't fly.
They say, I'm going to Bellingham.
They're going to say, yeah. What are you doing there? What's the purpose of your visit?
I'm going to Bel Air Mall.
Okay, let's do a quick... Okay, for the audience, let's do a quick role play. Okay. Yeah. Purpose of your visit.
I'm going to Bellingham.
Why?
To go shopping.
Where?
Bel Air.
What are you going to buy?
I don't know. I'll see what's on
sale. What do you mean you don't know what you're going to buy? You don't know what, you're going shopping. You don't know what you're going to buy.
I see. What will be on sale?
When's the last time you crossed over? What do you do for work?
Hang on. You asked me what was last
time. Ma'am, what do you do for work? Please give me an answer.
Oh, yeah. I'm a hypnotherapist.
Why aren't you at work right now?
Because I make my own hours.
Okay, you need to go inside.
Hey, can I say something?
Ma'am, go inside right now. Go.
No. I want to say, you asked one question. You let me answer it.
You're inside now.
Oh, okay.
Where are you going?
Bellingham.
And purpose of your visit?
Shopping.
Give me your keys right now. I'm going to search your car.
Sure. You find nothing.
What's this clipping I found in your car about the marijuana cafes or the shops? The opening. This newspaper clipping.
No, my girlfriend must have left it in there.
Girlfriend, huh? How many times do you smoke?
I never smoke.
Let me ask you again, ma'am, before you answer. You're going to tell me how often you smoke, when, and where. If you lie to a federal officer, you're going to be arrested. Let's just let you know now. So let me ask you again. How many times do you smoke?
I don't smoke.
All right, sit down there, have a seat. Keep quiet. Give me your cell phone. Ma'am, do you know someone by the name of so-and-so?
That's my girlfriend.
Oh, interesting. Apparently you two smoked quite a bit when you were growing up, she said. You can...
That's real funny.
You can verify it with her later. So she says you smoke, so you lied to me.
No.
Oh, so even though I have it on tape here, that she says you've smoked before, and you're telling me no, so now you're lying to me.
No, because I don't consider it relevant information.
Irregardless, you're lying to me.
No.
Okay, you know what? You go over there, you have a seat. You're going to stay here for the next 6 to 8 hours.
Right.
In fact, you know what? We'll just tow your car. Just tow your car, and we may take you into custody, the detention center, transport you to Tacoma. But you start being honest with me right now.
I am honest with you.
All right, you know what? You go over there and you just wait. Oh, so what are these rolling papers with going in your purse then?
Is it tobacco?
I tell you what. This is actually unlawful. So we can turn you over to the local... law enforcement, or you can be truthful right now. And you're going to lose your hypnotherapy credentials. You know if you get charged, it won't look good in your credentials. So you better give me the straight answer right now. You got one chance. If not, you're being turned over. Let's go. You smoke a bit. Admit it.
No.
Okay. This is going to go really, really bad. Really, really bad. You go back and sit there right now. Okay, you're free to go.
Right.
Now, you have to admit, I could just, even sitting here, I could just see you shaking.
I was shaking. I was getting irritated.
That's the purpose of it.
Because the point, you asked me earlier, you asked me a question, and you let me answer it, and you go to the next question.
Because that's the way that they're trained.
Come
on. Now, most people, actually, that's because of me. I trained you well.
Yeah. Most people, they're like...
Most people fall like a deck of cards. And anytime you admit to using marijuana, they're looking for an area of inadmissibility.
Okay.
And under the immigration code, there's one area under the health section, health.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're what's called stated as a drug abuser or addict, you're actually denied entry.
Oh.
You actually, if they designate you as an addict, you actually, it's a permanent ban where you need special waivers, et cetera, et cetera. And according to my notes here from their manual, because I have access to their manuals, et cetera. Let's see. Okay, let's get a major property. Alcohol abuse or dependence, that's a different topic we can discuss another day. Medical exam. Where's the one? Test drug screening. Okay, see, physical disorders, structure, medical behavior. Okay, this is for mental health. It kind of ties in, though, the mental health and the drug use.
Hmm.
And they go by your good old DSM.
Oh, I know that book.
Here we go. According to their own manual, the practical significance for diagnoses of remission is that applicants... What? Oh, what happened?
No.
Did it work? What the fuck happened?
Did he dial back in? During our two episodes? Come on, how can we... I thought we did that entry.
Let's make we it. Are.
Why would my show up here?
I don't know. This is not possible. This is not possible. This
you
can't happen.
It's not the same login, is it? No.
This cannot happen.
Good show. Let me just...
Well, folks, we have some technical difficulties here. Either. Don't know if we're actually live or not.
Just bear with us. You can hear
bear
us.
With us for a quick moment. Let's just...
You just copy and...
Ask it to another day.
Nice. That's weird. I don't know what's going on.
Well, we had a few technical glitches. However, we shall get back to you quite soon. And just remember, whatever you say can and will be used against you. If you want to know more, just contact us directly and we shall go over your case in specific detail. 888-908-3841. So until next time, and in the words of my Vulcan colleague, for all you fellow Star Trek fans, live long and prosper.
Here I stand, done bent, gotta represent, South Vent, Trope, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly, 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me. Atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area. Bull Massive, Pit Bull Terrier. I'm coming through like the Wu Dump in Chambers. Third Life, get it right, nigga, danger. 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance. Said your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and Chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the Fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my stalls on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back.
Commission going combat, gangsta VDN, terrorize the DDN. I thought you knew Swift to the combo, competitor, garage and cheese, looks like competitor. Knocking out, beyond the buck.
What up? Join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about US entryways, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna get y'all a little something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
Damn, I say, goddamn, I'm on the loose like a motherfucker. Goddamn, I'm on the
stay blank, all in my bottomless pit as I ride, smoking that pot. Until stay lit, my eyes are slow, they flaming like fire. I keep complacent, but I know I get no higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep. Stop peace, if you got beef, let's handle it in the street. That's great, pancake, my G's don't bounce up. Spit by hunting on chronic, it's smoke the whole talking ounce up.